Good morning, Oak River. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Natalie. I think all of you know me, but hi. I want to start off by reading in Matthew. It's Matthew 16, 24 through 28 in the Passion Translation. It says, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'If you truly want to follow me, you should at once completely reject and disown your own life, and you must be willing to share my cross and experience it as your own, as you continually surrender to my ways. For if you choose self-sacrifice and lose your lives for my glory, you will continually discover true life. But if you choose to keep your lives for yourselves, you will forfeit what you try to keep. For even if you were to gain all the wealth and power of this world, with everything it could offer you, at the cost of your own life, what good would that be? And what could be more valuable to you than your own soul? It has been decreed that I, the Son of Man, will one day return with my messengers and in the splendor and majesty of my Father, and that I will reward each person according to what they have done. But I promise you, there are some standing here now who won't experience death until they have witnessed the coming of the Son of Man in the presence and the power of the kingdom realm of God." The reason, so I chose that verse, I have a little story. So when I was 8 years old, I made the decision to get baptized at my church, where my parents, where I went with them. And we had to go through the classes, you know, and take like 17,000 baptism classes. And I was eight, so we each got this little card that we got to write on when we got to go up into the tub and get baptized. And so I was all excited. I wrote on my index card, and I think there was like 10 of us getting baptized. And I got up to go get baptized. It was my turn. I was in my little outfit I picked out, and I couldn't read what I wrote on my card. I was crying. I couldn't read it. And the reason why I was crying was because I felt so close to my father at eight. Fast forward probably 12, 11 and a half years or so, I was at a bad point in my life where I didn't have a relationship with him. And he reminded me of when I was eight, how close I felt with him, and I heard him say to me, "Okay, you're done now. You need to come back to me now, my sweet, precious daughter." And I wanted to tell that story because it doesn't matter where you're at or what you've done or where you are in your life. God meets you where you're at. He meets you wherever you are. And I just encourage, if you feel like you're in a place where you're far from him or not close with him, just ask him and he'll meet you where you are.
That's right. Amen.
All right. I'm going to pray before we start. And why don't you stand with us? Stand with you. Stand with us. We're standing already. Lord, we just thank you for a place that we can come and worship you freely. And just cultivate that relationship, like she talked about with you in this place this morning, Lord. And we just ask you to bless our time. We're going to bring back a couple old songs that we've done. And Lord, we just ask you to just have your anointing on them. Have your anointing on this congregation. Just pour out your spirit on us this morning. Mm-hmm. We want to hear from you. We want to feel what's going on in your heart, Lord. Mm-hmm. Just transfer it to us and just pour out your love on in this place today. Yes. So God, we just lift up your name. Mm-hmm. We praise you. Mm-hmm. You're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And you're worthy of our praise, mm-hmm. every song, every note. Yes. In Jesus' name, huh?
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
He's the mighty God, and he's a mighty King. And he's worthy of our songs.
Your face outshines the brightest sun. Jesus, you're glorious. You are so glorious. With eyes that burn like blazing fire. Jesus, you're glorious. You are so glorious.
We're going to lift up your name today, Lord.
Face outshines the brightest. Jesus, you're glorious. You are so glorious. Eyes that burn like blazing fire. Jesus, you're glorious. You are so glorious.
King of glory.
King of glory. Have your
powerful. Do you believe it?
In your hands you hold the stars. Jesus, you're powerful. You are so powerful.
Sing that again. We're going to sing that again. Your voice.
Your voice like rushing water sound. Jesus, you're powerful. You are so powerful. Your hand, you hold the stars. For Jesus, you're powerful. You are so powerful. Yeah, now King of glory, have your glory. King of glory, have your glory. Have your glory.
Sing it again, King of glory. Let's give him glory today,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
He's worthy.
My heart is open wide.
More than words, more than good ideas, I found your love in the open fields. More than words, more than good ideas, I found your love in the open fields. More than words, more than good ideas, I found your love in the open fields. More than words, more than good ideas, I found your love in the open fields. Head to the heart, take me on a journey. Can't keep, give it all back to you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Give it all to you. Give it all to you, Lord. Lift our hands, lift our hearts, our eyes, our thoughts. I praise to you, Lord. You inhabit our praises this morning. Be enthroned. Yeah. worthy, worthy. Worthy are you, Lord. You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name. Death could not hold you, the veil tore before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory. For you are raised to life again, and you have no right. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a beautiful name it is. griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.
Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Forfeit. what a friend we found. He loves us, he loves us, he loves us. What a friend we found.
Father, we need you so much right now. Some of us are going through a very sorrowful time right now, Lord. Jesus, you bear our griefs, and you alone are our comforter. So the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I release comfort to you in your time of sorrow. Families that are hurting this morning, I ask you to hold them and release comfort to them, Lord. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there be any hurtful way in me. And lead me in the everlasting way. There's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. His name is Jesus. He's our healer. He's our comforter. He's our deliverer. And we have everything we need in him. So thank you for hearing our prayer, Lord. Okay, I'm going to pray over the offering. And I wrote a prayer. Father, our one and only Holy Father in heaven, there is no other name above your name. We worship you in spirit and in truth. You are the only way, the truth, and the life. We seek your face and your presence continually, and we offer up these gifts this morning by this prayer for you to bless and to bring your kingdom to earth. We ask you to open our ears to you and our eyes. Use these gifts to encounter the givers and those who receive these gifts, Father, as well. So we apply the blood of Jesus as we pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.